Shalom Aleichem and Biafav Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daflamid Beis, Tamura 32a, pagination is 63. We'll start at the top of the page, Masnisin at the Mishnah. The previous Mishnah discussed differences between Kodshe Mizbeach and Kodshe Bedek HaBayis. Kodshe Mizbeach, meaning karbanos that are going to be brought on the Mizbeach. Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, things that are assets of the Beis HaMikdash that support the system of the Beis HaMikdash, such as we mentioned, paying the wages of the workers, craftsmen that are fixing the building, for example. So the Mishnah says, Echad Kodshe Mizbeach ve'echad Kodshe Bedek HaBayis, these two categories have similarities. In other words, even though the previous Mishnah was saying the distinctions, this Mishnah says they have similarities in that Ein Mishanin Oson Mikdusha LeKedusha. You can't change something from one type of holiness to another type of holiness. Once it's locked in as a specific type, it has to retain that type. So let's think about that. If something is kodshe mizbeach, it's a karban, so of course you can't change it to bedek habayis. That would be a downgrade in its kedusha, and you simply can't do that. Another factor is that it's not yours anymore. It's a karban, it's designated ligavoa to the mizbeach. So it's not yours, and we'll see more of that in a second. Another point that you can't change from Kedusha to Kedusha, which is the way we learn the Mishnah, you'll see in the top line of Rashi, the Kodshe Bedek HaBayis Shehikdisham LaMizbeach, even if you take Kodshe Bedek HaBayis assets of the Beis HaMikdash and you try to elevate them to be for the Mizbeach, Lo Asa Klum, you didn't do anything. And the primary drive over here is that it's not yours. So how are you changing its status? Uvukotche Mizbeach, in addition, Rashi tells us, that even in Karbanos, where they're all designated for the Mizbeach, e mishanim kedusha ola l'shlamim, umishlamim la'ola. You can't switch from an ola to a shlamim to a ola. These are different Karbanos with different rules. And the rule is, ein mishanim, you can't change. The Mishnah continues on the third line, umakdishin oso hekdish ilo yamachrimin oson. But you could go ahead to something that is hekdish, designated for the mizbeach, and you can make a vow based on that item, which will obligate you to some degree. And in this area, it will depend what kind of karban we're dealing with. There are two basic types of karbanos. One is the harei olai type of karban, where the person is obligated to bring the karban, and if the animal would get lost, you still have an obligation, and you would have to bring another karban as its replacement. The other type of karban is harei zu. You designated this animal, and that's it. If the animal disappears, you have no further obligation. It was limited to the animal itself. So in the case of harei alai, if it's an obligation upon you, then this animal has significant value to you personally. Because as much as it is a karban and it's not yours, but if it disappears, you would have to replace it. In the words of Rashi, Chayev ba'achriyusa, you're obligated. Nimtza shekula shalo, so it's all yours. V'nosin kol d'meha, and if you made such a vow, such an obligation, you would have to pay its entire value. Now, there is some cause for thought over here. what is the real value to me? Is it to replace it or just to get functional and bring a carbon because I have an obligation of Harei Alai? Is that value really the value of this particular animal? I'm replacing it. Same standard, same size, same price. Or do I just have to get a functional carbon in its place? But the wording is nosin kol damel, you would pay the entire amount. The other type, hare zu, so you really have no vested interest in the carbon, other than basic responsibility to bring it. But if it gets lost, you have no financial interest in it. So what would be meant if you said a vow that you're going to end up having to give its value to you? What is its value to you? And that, Rashi says, is the tovas hana'a. There's a small amount of benefit that someone might pay you to assign it to a specific kohen so that he could get the benefit of the hide, for example. So that tovas hana'a is yours, and that's what the obligation would be if you made a vow to try to transfer the Kedusha, which you can't, but an obligation would be created. So we've said that you can't switch carbon to carbon. The Rambam, quite interestingly, towards the end of Hilchas Temura, Dalet Yud Aleph, writes, Hameshanes HaKodesh miKedusha leKedusha, a person who tries to switch Kedusha one to the other, over belosa, say it's a violation. Shenema bevichor lo yakdish ish oso. Once it's holy as a bechor, you can't do anything to it. Shelo yasana ola o shlamim. Don't try to make it an ola or a shlamim. V'hu adin l'shar hakadshim, says the Rambam, and that applies by all other kadshim as well. She'im ishanim osa mikedusha lekedusha. You can't switch them from one holiness to the next. Says the Rambam, echad kodshe mizbeach ve'echad kodshe bedek habayis. That's true by kodshe mizbeach and by kodshe bedek habayis. If it's designated for a certain type of bedek habayis, then you would not be able to switch it. The Ravid indeed argues, Omer Avraham, gamze lo yodati minayin lo, I don't know the source for this Rambam, that he extends it beyond switching karbonos, and says that even in bedek habayis there's a violation of switching. Sharikulam yikotche bedek habayis heim boim. We have a lot of liberty as to what comes from kotche bedek habayis, and it seems to be one big pot. Kedetanya haketores v'chol karbonos hatzibur. The ketores and all the public karbanos, like the tamid of the morning and the afternoon, are all coming from the trumas halishka. And the Ravid argues and says that ein shinui is not considered a difference. If you switch from one asset of the Beis HaMikdash to another, for who suffer, and for some reason the Rambam is holding, afilu mi bedek lebedek, even from one type of bedek habayis to another, is considered a violation. In any case, if our Mishnah was looking to say that kodshei mizbeach and kodshei bedek habayis are similar, they're the same, the Rambam is certainly a very comfortable way to see that, in that any type of change is considered invalid and a violation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.